ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नास्तिप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, text number 38. Chapter is entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. This is a prose verse, so I'll read it myself. Hara Devata Prasadadi Gatatma Pratyavamarshenanu Tebhyah Putrebhyah Imam Yatadhyam Vibhajya Bhuktabhogam Chamahishim Mittakam Ivasaha Mahavibhutam Apahaya Svayam Nihita Nivvedo Hridi Grihita Hari Viharanubhavo Bhagavato Naradasya Padavim Punar Evanu Sara Paradevata of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prasada by the mercy Adigata obtained Atma Pratyavarmarshena by self-realization Anupravrittebhyaha who exactly follow his path Putrebhyaha unto his sons Imam this earth Yatat Dayam exactly according to the inheritance Vibhajya dividing Bhukta Bhogam who he enjoyed in so many ways Cha also Mahishim the queen Mritakam Iva exactly like a dead body. Saha with Maha Vibhutim great opulence. Apahaya giving up Svayam himself. Nihita perfectly taken to Nirvedaha renunciation. Riddhi in the heart.
Vihita.
Accepted.
Hari.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vihara.
Pastimes.
Anubhavaha.
In such an attitude.
Bhagavataha.
Of the great saintly person.
Naradasya.
Of Saint Narada.
Padavim.
Position.
Punaha.
Again.
Eva.
Certainly.
Anusasara.
Began to follow.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrata reawakened to his senses. He divided all his earthly possessions among his obedient sons. He gave up everything, including his wife, with whom he had enjoyed so much sense gratification, and his great and opulent kingdom, and he completely renounced all attachment. His heart, having been cleansed, became a place for the pastimes for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he was able to return to the path of Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, and resume the position he had attained by the grace of the great saint, Narada. Please repeat after me. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Maharaj Priyavrata.
Maharaj Priyavrata.
Reawakened to his senses.
Reawakened to his senses.
He divided all his earthly possessions.
Divided all his earthly possessions.
Among his obedient sons.
Among his obedient sons.
He gave up everything.
He gave up everything.
Including his wife.
Including his wife.
With whom he had enjoyed.
With whom he had enjoyed.
So much sense gratification.
So much sense gratification.
And his great and opulent kingdom.
His great and opulent kingdom.
And he completely renounced.
He completely renounced.
All attachment.
All attachment.
His heart. Having been
cleansed,
became a place
of
pastimes for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Thus he was able to
return to the path of Krishna consciousness,
spiritual life,
and resume the position
he had attained
by the grace of the great Saint Narada. Purport. As enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvarpanam. As soon as one's heart is cleansed, the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. Our hearts are meant for the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that one should be fully Krishna conscious, thinking of Krishna, as he himself advises, Manmana bhava madbhakto madjajimam namaskaru. This should be our only business. One whose heart is not clean cannot think of the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord. But if one can once again place the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart, he very easily becomes qualified to renounce material attachment. Mayavadi philosophers, yogis, and jnanis try to give up this material world simply by saying, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. This world is false. There is no use of it. Let us take to Brahman. Such theoretical knowledge will not help us. If we believe that Brahman is the real truth, we have to place within our hearts the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, as Maharaj Ambarish did, Savai Manaha Krishna Padara Vindayo. One has to fix the lotus feet of the Lord within his heart. Then he gets the strength to be freed from material entanglement. Maharaj Priyavrata was able to give up his opulent kingdom, and he also gave up the association of his beautiful wife, as if she were a dead body. However beautiful one's wife, and however attractive her bodily features, one is no longer interested in her when her body is dead. We praise a beautiful woman for her body, but that same body, when bereft of a spirit soul, is no longer interesting to any lusty man. Maharaj Priyavrata was so strong by the grace of the Lord that even though his beautiful wife was alive, he could give up her association exactly like one who is forced to give up the association of a dead wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoy tuki twayi. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. For one who desires to advance in spiritual life, attachment to material opulence and attachment to a beautiful wife are two great impediments. Such attachments are condemned even more than suicide. Therefore, anyone desiring to cross beyond material nescience must, by the grace of Krishna, be freed from attachment to women and money. When Maharaj Priyavrata became completely free from these attachments, he could again peacefully follow the principles instructed by the great sage Narada. Om Jnana Chanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilatam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Dati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Ditam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishatarane Vancha Kalpa Tuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri guru dinataranam pada paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya isparam Hare Krishna. Before we begin, let us say a prayer to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Manohar, Sri Sri Gaurinitai, Sri Sri Jagannath Balade Subhadra, that their dear devotees, Srila Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj, will be protected in this time of great illness. May Krishna protect him, and may Krishna keep him with us for a longer period of time so that he may continue to spread the Sankirtan mission of Lord Chaitanya all around the world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Ram Puja Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Also begin, before starting today, I'd like to again take blessings of all the devotees who are present. As I speak for my own purification, please give me your blessings. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. In today's discussion, we're going to endeavor to speak about how by fixing the lotus feet of the Lord in one's heart, one becomes freed from attachment. We'll discuss the importance of being freed from attachments, material attachments, especially to money, and also the opposite sex for sense gratification. Maharaj Priyavrata has set a wonderful example for all of us. And if we follow Maharaj Priyavrata's example, we will also be assured of success. As in today's verse, we're hearing a great success story that despite so many materialistic entanglements, Maharaj Priyavrata is now becoming freed from those entanglements, and he's becoming once again fully successful in his Krishna consciousness. Because it's very important to become free of attachments in order to progress in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gives an example in this regard of the marriage party. One evening, a group of people went to the bank of the river and got upon a boat to travel downstream in order to reach a marriage party the next morning. All night long, the boatman was rowing. It was very dark at night. No one could see. In the morning, when the sun came up, they discovered that they were still in the same place. They had not gone anywhere because the boatman had forgotten to pick up the anchor, which is keeping them in the same place. In the same way, we may row and row and row with our Krishna consciousness and make so many endeavors. But if we maintain our material attachments, it is very difficult to make progress. Therefore, sadhu is known as one who cuts material attachments. So Srila Prabhupada is the great sadhu, the great saintly person. Very good, sadhu, sadhu, very good, not asadhu, not very good, but very good, sadhu. Prabhupada has given us the Srimad Bhagavatam and his wonderful purports, which will help us to cut the material attachments in our heart. And this is what we are most mercifully receiving today in Srila Prabhupada's purport today. This section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing how Maharaj Priyavrata is engaged in intense spiritual activities by the mercy of his guru, Srila Narada Muni. And then He is requested by his father, Lord Brahma, to take up materialistic duties. He became the king, he married a beautiful wife, and he was dealing with so much wealth and opulence. And due to this association, he fell prey to sense gratification and became distracted from his Krishna consciousness. And along with his Krishna consciousness, there were thoughts of sense gratification. There were distractions. And he performed so many activities, wonderful activities, taking care of his praja, taking care of the citizens of his community, and also providing facilities like great light. Even the night was brought up into daylight, and riding on a huge chariot and dividing Bhumandala up into so many nine islands and dwipas islands and great oceans made up of sugarcane juice and salt water and sweet water and milk and emulsified yogurt and ghee and so many wonderful substances. Like this, he provided so many wonderful activities. And now he's again reawakening. Why get caught up in all of this? And let me just renounce. Let me return to intense meditation on the Supreme Lord. Let me return to spiritual life. Let me return. Let me refocus my life. So by the mercy of Narada Muni, this desire is coming up in his heart and he's refocusing. And we hear in today's verse that he successfully is giving up his kingdom. We hear in today's verse that he's returned to his senses, that he's divided his possessions up. You know, this is one of the qualities or tendencies of a person who's in materialistic life that's starting to renounce, that they have so many possessions, they collect so many things, and then they start to divide their possessions up and give them away. They give up their possessions. This is also one of the tendencies of a person who's about to commit suicide. So we should be very careful if we see someone is very depressed and start giving away everything they own. But actually, renunciation or sannyas, yas means renunciation and sun means complete. Someone who's getting ready for a sannyas, complete renunciation, they're giving away all their materialistic possessions. We see the same thing in the instructions of Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur to the prostitute. When she came to him in order to try to pollute him, but by the association of Namacharya Haridas Thakur, she became purified and she became his disciple. And he instructed her, go back to your house and give away all of your possessions. Give away all your money and charity to the brahmanas and Vaishnavas. So when one is getting ready to renounce materialistic life, one reduces his possessions, his or her possessions, and begins to divide them up and give them away. So this is also simple living, high thinking. We can learn the lesson in our life that the less possessions we have, the more our life is simple and we can focus on Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it's suggested that we have just the minimum amount of things to keep our body and soul together, to lead a simple life. Unfortunately, modern society does not promote this idea. The consumer society is promoting just the opposite. Buy more, own more, get more. And people are just deluded that they think by shopping they'll become happy. In Dubai, it's just, you know, greatly promoted, come to Dubai and shop and be happy. They don't say chant Hare Krishna and be happy, they say shop and be happy. This is their propaganda. And even my father has become prey to this, that he likes a good bargain, like so many people. And now these $1 shops have opened all over the Western Hemisphere, probably in China also. You give $1 and you can buy anything in the store. So he walks in the shop with $20, you know, and comes home with a shopping cart full of
garbage, you know, possessions that he doesn't really need. And his whole house gets filled up with it. And every once in a while, my sister has to go to his house and help him empty his house out so that he can walk from one side of the house to the other. It's actually like a disease mental condition of just collecting more and more and more. So Maharaj Priyavrata is setting a nice example. He has not just a one-bedroom apartment that he's filled with stuff, but he has a huge palace, and he's accumulated so many household paraphernalia, and he's dividing up all of his possessions and all of his wealth, and he's giving it away. And he's giving up his kingdom. He's dividing up all the islands, and he's giving them to his sons. So they have kingdoms to rule. And he gave up his wife, his beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wife, who he enjoyed so much sense gratification with, who took such nice care of him, made sure he had nice foodstuffs to eat, made sure that his clothes were nice and regal and beautiful, and she spoke nicely and sweetly with him. And it's not mentioned here, but probably she gave him many wonderful children also. Of course he had children. He had sons because he divided up his kingdom to his sons. She gave him wonderful sons. And very, very difficult to give up the wife. And he gave up his kingdom, so much opulence, so much control, so much power. He gave up his attachment to material existence. And because he gave up all these attachments and all these things, his heart became a very clean place where the Lord could place his lotus feet and he could view the pastimes of the Lord in his heart. When we want to have a clean heart, you know, the clean mind, the clean activities, our clean behavior, then we can meditate on the pastimes of the Lord. Otherwise, we'll be distracted by so many things. And what are the primary distractions? Women and money, or for the sense of women, men and money. Or in Kali Yuga, sometimes women and women and men and men, or women and animals or men and animals, and so much horrible things in Kali Yuga. Actually, then if we can give up these attachments, then by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we can return to Krishna consciousness. In the purport today, Prabhupada focuses on giving up attachments. There's a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita.
Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mamupasvataha bhava jnana tapasa putamat bhavam asvataha.
Vitaraga bhaya krodha. We should give up vitaraga, attachment, bhaya, fear, and krodha, anger. If we can give up attachment, fear, and anger and become absorbed in Krishna, gaining knowledge of Krishna, then many, many persons in the past became purified and attained love for Krishna. So giving up attachments, giving up fear, and giving up anger is a very essential ingredient in receiving love for Krishna. So we need to cleanse our hearts to do this. And Prabhupada gives us the direction in today's purport of Shikshastakam 1.
Cheto darpanam marjanam.
He says we should cleanse the heart through this chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And he says, our only business is to remember Krishna in the core of the heart. And he quotes Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 1865.
Manmana bhavamad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mame vashasi satyam te prati jane priyosime.
Manmana, man means mind, mana, mind. He said, always think of me.
Mad bhakto, mad, my bhakta.
Become my devotee. Become my bhakta or my bhakti. Become my devotee.
Mad bhakta. Mad yaji.
Yaji is like yagya. You offer yagya. Swaha.
So mad yaji. Offer yagya or sacrifice unto me.
And the primary sacrifice in today's age of Kali is the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mam Namaskuru, Mam Namaskuru means offer your obeisances to me. So we have this wonderful facility of beautiful deities. We can offer our obeisances to the deities. And then Pratijane Priyosime, surely you'll come to me. I'm telling you this, Bhakto Priyo, Priya. Priya means very dear. I'm telling you this because you are my very dear friend. So our only business is to remember Krishna in the heart, Manmana. It's very purifying studying because so often we get distracted by other things. But when we read that Srila Prabhupada says our only business is to remember Krishna in the heart, then we think, wow, maybe at least now for the next 30 seconds I should try to remember Krishna. I should try to become Krishna conscious. Like that. So Prabhupada mentions that of all the attachments, the attachment to wife is very powerful, and I'm sure the attachment for husband, for a woman, is also very powerful. And the physical attraction is powerful, especially if the wife is beautiful or the husband is handsome. So Prabhupada says, give up the wife as if she were a dead body. So this is sometimes a technique we discuss in brahmachari classes. Maybe in brahmachari classes also, I never discussed in those classes, but maybe they also discuss that how to give up attraction to the opposite sex. One is to meditate that why am I attracted to this body? That just imagine what this body will look like with the soul gone, completely dead, you know, and perhaps decomposing, you know, and or just the flesh is gone, it's just a skeleton, it's just some bones. Then our attraction to such a body becomes less, hopefully. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that no one is attracted to a dead body. Unfortunately, that's not what we read in the newspapers today. There's a psychological condition called necrophilia, where people are even attached to dead bodies. And I was in the Middle East, in one country in the Middle East, and I heard there was an execution. They executed one man, they cut off his head with an axe, the government. And the reason was he dug up some body from a graveyard and had, you know, sexual relations with it. So they executed him. They killed him. And this kind of thing is going on. So much people are eager to chew the chewed. Puna punas charvata charvananam. People are just so eager for sense gratification in this world. But people, they don't know that they will not get any benefit from this sense gratification. If we want to benefit from sense gratification, it's like pouring ghee on a fire. The ghee, the fire will not go down. Instead, the fire will just blaze more brightly. So we should give up our ideas of sense gratification, and we should give up our attachments, especially to women and money, or in the case of women, men and money, like this. But to do this, we need a higher taste, as we discussed on Sunday. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavara janmasopyasya param visvana partite. That it's so difficult to give up our material attachments. However, if we get a higher taste of Krishna consciousness, then it is easy to give up the material attachments. Therefore, the higher taste is required. How to get that higher taste? By the processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. By these nine processes of devotional service, we can gain a higher taste. And when we pursue these nine processes in the association of devotees, they become even more powerful. We see this in the example of the lives of great devotees. And today is the disappearance day of Srila Shamananda Pandit. So I would just like to say a few words about Shamananda Pandit, which helped to illustrate the point of how to get the higher taste through devotional service. Shyamananda Pandit, he was born in Orissa, and he really had a desire to get a guru, even as a young boy. He was like 10, 11, 12. He had this strong spiritual desire to get spiritual life. And he knew to get spiritual life, he needed to have a guru. So he heard about this great Vaishnava in Ambika Kalna, West Bengal, which was quite far from Orissa. But still, his parents gave him permission, and he underwent the journey and traveled to Ambika Kalna, and he met the great devotee, Hridaya Chaitanya. Now, Hridaya Chaitanya, previously, he took initiation from Gauri Das Pandit, who was an associate of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, our Hridaya Chaitanya also was an associate of Lord Chaitanya. He was also present at that time. One time, Lord Chaitanya came to their temple where they were worshipping Gaur Nithai. And Gaur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were present there, and they were dancing in the kirtan, and the kirtan was so wild that the deities on the altar also jumped in the kirtan and started dancing. So there were four personalities. There were two Gaurangas and there were two Nityanandas, and no one knew which was which. And Gauri Das Pandit, who was a cowherd boy in Krishna Leela, he took a stick and said, "Get back on the altar!" And he chased the deities back on the altar. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda were also afraid of Gauri Das Pandit. So out of fear, they jumped into the heart of Hridaya Chaitanya. And that's how he got his name. Hridaya means heart, and Chaitanya means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped into his heart to take shelter. So both personalities, Gauri Das Pandit and Hridaya Chaitanya, very amazing personalities. And this temple is still there. In Ambika Kalna, you can go and have darshan there. And now the pujaris, they do very short darshan. They have a curtain, and they open the curtain, and then they put the curtain back very fast. They call it a firefly darshan, just like the firefly is giving a little light. So similarly, they open the curtain, they close the curtain. They open the curtain, they close the curtain, like that. So the deities won't jump off the altar again. So, Hridaya Chaitanya was approached by, at that time, Shyamananda's name was Duki Krishna Das. His name was Duki Krishna Das. And Duki means unhappy. So he had this name so that he should not make his parents unhappy because some of their previous children had died. So he was like one of their last children. So they gave him that name so that he would live and not make them unhappy. So his name was Duki Krishna Das, and he came and took initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya. Now, sometimes devotees are sent by their diksha guru to another Vaishnava for shiksha in order to get, for different reasons, one of the reasons is to get more vast knowledge or knowledge in a specific area of Krishna consciousness. So Hridaya Chaitanya sent Duki Krishna Das to Vrindavan to study under Jiva Goswami, because Jiva Goswami was living at the Radha Damodar temple, and it was like a school, it was like a gurukul, it was like so many wonderful Vaishnavas from all over India were going to study with Jiva Goswami, who was the topmost Vaishnava and scholar at that time. So there were great personalities like Narottam Das Thakur was studying there at that time, and Srinivasacharya, he was studying there at that time. So the three of them became very close friends, Duki Krishna Das, Narottam, and Srinivas. So they were instructed in all the wonderful Vaishnava Granthas and Rupa Goswami's Rasik Shastras. And they were instructed, they were so advanced that they were instructed in Raganuga Bhakti and Sadhana and meditation on their internal, eternal spiritual form, serving Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So, Jiva Goswami told Duki Krishna Das that every day you go to Seva Kunj, where Radha and Krishna are having their eternal Rasa Lila dance, their pastimes, and you should sweep Seva Kunj. So every day, Dukhi Krishnadas was sweeping Seva Kunj, meditating on his eternal service to Radha and Krishna. And one day, he came across a beautiful ankle bracelet. It's called Nupur. Nupur is like the bells on the ankle bracelet. And he found it, and it was just shining with a special effulgence. It was so beautiful. And he could see that actually this could not have come from this world. And he did not know what to do with it. He decided to bury it in a hidden place to keep it safe. Meanwhile, Srimati Radharani, in the spiritual world, she approached her Sakhi, Lalita, and she said, "Lalita Sakhi, we were dancing in the Rasa dance last night, and it was like Dandiya dancing, and as I was dancing and dancing and dancing, the pace was picking up more and more, and it went into so much ecstasy that my ankle bracelet flew into the air and landed, I do not know where. Where is it? Please go and find it." So her ankle bracelet just flew into the air and like went miles into the sky and then came down. It was a nuclear missile. So Shavananda was sweeping, or his name at that time was Dukhi Krishnadas. He was sweeping, he found it. So then Lalita Sakhi, she figured out where it had landed. She calculated all the trajectories and everything, and she found out where the ankle bracelet must have landed in Seva Kunj. So she went there, but she disguised herself as an old woman. And then she went there and she met Dukhi Krishnadas there. And she said, my dear Prabhu, my mistress, she has lost something very special here yesterday. Have you found anything?" And he said, "Yes, I found something." And she said, "Please show me." So he dug up the ankle bracelet and he showed it to her. And she said, "Yes, yes, this belongs to her." And he said, "How do I know it belongs to her? Let the person who it belongs to come and claim it." So then Lalita said, "If she comes, you will not be able to bear it. You do not have the spiritual potency to be able to stand her beauty." But Dukhi Krishnadas was adamant and he said, "No, I insist she must come here and claim it for herself." And then to give special mercy to Dukhi Krishnadas, Srimati Radharani personally came and gave her darshan to him. Srimati Radharani ki!
Yeah.
And her beauty was so great that Dukhi Krishnadas just fainted on the spot. And Srimati Radharani took that Nupur, that ankle bracelet, and made a mark on his forehead, which created a special new tilak. And then she said, "Your name is now Shamananda, he who gives pleasure to Lord Krishna, Sham." And she disappeared, and Lalita Sakhi disappeared. And before they disappeared, they said, "If you ever are in difficulty, just," Lalita gave him a mantra, "just meditate on this mantra and I will help you." So then he was amazed. He was experiencing all kinds of ecstatic symptoms and shivering and goosebumps and tears were flowing from his eyes and he was loudly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So when he came back to Jiva Goswami's ashram, Jiva Goswami, because of he's also one of the Manjaris, he could understand what had happened. And he was very pleased at the success of his Shiksha disciple. Meanwhile, word came back to Ambika Kalna in West Bengal, to Hridaya Chaitanya, what had happened, that his disciple had a new name and he was wearing a new tilak. And he became very angry. "What has happened? I sent my disciple to Jiva Goswami and he has a new name, a new tilak. What's going on?" And he gathered all the senior mahants from Ambika Kalna and he decided, "Let us go to Vrindavan to see what's going on." Let us see for ourselves. So they traveled to Vrindavan, and as they were traveling, all these senior devotees, all these great Vaishnavas, that they were picking up more and more devotees with them as they were traveling. And when they arrived in Vrindavan, it was just like a huge group of devotees, and they were all very angry. What has happened? Why did Dukhi Krishnadas give up his name and take this name Shamananda? Why is he wearing this tilak? And they insisted. They came before Jiva Goswami, received them very nicely, and fed them prasadam and gave them accommodation. And they said, next day we will meet. And they had a big meeting, all the Mahants and Jiva Goswami and Shamananda. And they insisted, Shamananda, please explain what has happened. And Shamananda said, oh, Gurudev, this is all your mercy. You came to me in my dream, and you gave me this new name, and you put this new tilak. And Vidhai Chaitanya, that was not me that came in your dream. That was someone else. This is bogus. Give another explanation. What has happened? And then Shamananda was in ecstasy, ecstasy of anxiety. He sat down in a meditative trance and chanted the mantra that Lalita Devi had given him. While chanting this mantra, his external manifestations of life ceased. He ceased showing external consciousness and went into deep meditation. And he appeared in Goloka Vrindavan in his Manjari Rupa, in his form. And he was brought by one other Manjari saw him and said, why are you crying? And he said, oh, this has happened in the material world for me. I need some help with Lalita Devi. So she said, I will bring you to her. Please come. So she brought her to meet Lalita Devi. And Lalita Devi was with Srimati Radharani. And she was feeding her tambul and different sweets. And the Sakhi said, oh, this Manjari, she's crying. She needs your help. And then Lalita Devi says, don't worry. Just you continue chanting the mantra. So in that, I will help you. And in his external roop in the material world, Shamananda was chanting this mantra, and he came to external consciousness, and he told that just you wipe off this tilak, and if you can wipe off this tilak, you will see that it is false. But if you cannot wipe off the tilak, then you will see that this tilak is genuine. So Vridhai Chaitanya said, just see, I will remove the tilak. And he took a wet, gumsha, and he wiped the face of Shamananda to remove the tilak. And the tilak was gone. But then the tilak reappeared. And then she tried to wipe it off again, and it kept reappearing and reappearing. And the Shamananda tilak was established as an irrevocable fact. Hari Bol! And all the Vaishnavas going, Hari Bol, Hari Bol! And Vridhai Chaitanya was just amazed at the good fortune of his disciple, that he had attained this wonderful good fortune. And Shamananda was just bowing down, dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of Vridhai Chaitanya, saying, Gurudev, this is all your mercy. Then they went for Govardhan Parikrama. As long as they come all that way to Vrindavan, might as well do Govardhan Parikrama. So they were on Govardhan Parikrama, and Shamananda was with Hridoy Chaitanya, and they saw some young Brajavasis in doing Rasa Leela, like a drama, in showing gopi form. And Shamananda went into ecstasy. He was just rolling on the ground, seeing these gopis and everything. And Hridoy Chaitanya got angry, because he said, Goridas Pandit was a cowherd boy. I am in the same mood. A cowherd boy, your mood has changed here studying under Jiva Goswami. Now you're in Gopi Bhav. This is not my mood. This is not how I taught you. And he got angry, and he took a stick and began to beat Shamananda on the back. And that night, he had a dream. And Vridhai Chaitanya's dream, he dreamed that Lord Chaitanya personally appeared And he was showing him his bleeding back and said, when you were beating Shamananda today, I was personally protecting him with my own back. You were beating me. Now this has only happened before by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this mercy to Haridas Thakur. So Shamananda got the same mercy that Haridas Thakur got. He was protected by Lord Chaitanya. And then Hriday Chaitanya woke up from the dream. Oh, I'm so sorry. And he went to offer his Dandavat Pranams to Shamananda, his disciple. And then Shamananda was offering his Dandavat Pranams to Hriday Chaitanya. No, Gurudev, I am always your disciple. It is only by your mercy that this is going on, which is always the mood of the disciple. Whatever mercy he receives from the Lord or from any Shiksha Guru, the devotee always sees it as the mercy of his Diksha Guru. So in this way, he received that great mercy from Hriday Chaitanya. So another reason that Shamananda is very famous is that he participated in the first book distribution party that Jiva Goswami had all the Vaishnava literatures written out on the request of Janava Mata and sent to West Bengal. And Shamananda, Srinivasacharya, and Narottam Das, they took those books on a long journey to West Bengal. In the middle of the journey in Bara Vishnupuram, the books were stolen by a king. And Srinivasacharya was sent to that area to look. Narottam was sent to Khetrigram, to West Bengal, and to East Bengal. And Shamananda was sent to Orissa. And in Orissa, Shamananda established many deities, many disciples, and very powerful preaching. And then they came back together, and Srinivasacharya, he rediscovered the books. It's a long story. We'll discuss some other time. And they found the books again. And then they returned those books and sent those books to West Bengal for the devotees there. He has his samadhi in Kanpur, and his disciple Rasik Murari fulfilled his desire to establish 12 major Vaishnava festivals every year in the Vaishnava calendar. This concludes our presentation on Shamananda Pandit. And just in conclusion, we can learn from him we can overcome these attachments by becoming attached to Krishna, to Krishna consciousness, keeping Krishna in our hearts and always chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for your kind association this morning. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Shamananda Pandit Prabhu Tirubhav Titi Maha Mahotsava ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Gaur Premanande.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I have to go have some meeting. I'll come back in a minute. I just have to use bathroom, okay? Thank you. Anyone have comments? You can immediately share. You can show me your videos. Thank you.
thing is not very important. I have an important meeting. I'll be right back.